Plan B. I'm Nick Iannelli.
There's a big beltway closure and detour overnight this weekend near I-66. I'm Christy King.
Holiday shopping scams.
The folks who are trying to steal your money are clever.
I'm Dick Iuliano.
Asian stocks, Wall Street down this morning. Good morning, 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is set to announce new travel restrictions a day after the first case of Omicron variant was reported in the U.S. The White House has just released details. Correspondent Laura Podesta begins our coverage.
The president is extending a requirement that people wear masks on airplanes, trains, and buses from January to mid-March. The White House is also expected to tighten the rules for anyone flying into the country. Right now, international travelers must have a negative test within 72 hours of their flight. That would change to 24 hours for everyone coming into the U.S.
That first person reported infected with Omicron in the U.S. lives in San Francisco. Dr. Grant Colfax with the city's Department of Health.
The person recently traveled to South Africa and developed symptoms upon their return. And they did the right thing and got tested and reported their travel history.
He says that person had received two doses of Moderna vaccine, but not a booster. The president's new COVID campaign will also encourage all Americans to get their boosters. The congressional committee investigating the January 6th attack voted to hold former Justice Department lawyer Jeffrey Clark in contempt. Republican Liz Cheney.
We need the full story in order to legislate effectively. But so far, Mr. Clark has refused to provide these answers.
After the vote, the panel agreed to give him another chance this weekend. Clark is expected to claim his Fifth Amendment rights. Police in Michigan are learning more about the 15-year-old charged with murder and terrorism in this week's school shooting north of Detroit. Four students were killed. Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
We have no indication that these students were specifically targeted.
Sheriff says the suspect's parents met with school administrators the day before the shooting to talk about concerning behavior. Alec Baldwin makes a stunning claim about the deadly shooting on his movie set in New Mexico. The actor tells ABC.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
Baldwin was holding the gun when it went off, killing the cinematographer. For the first time in 26 years, baseball owners are locking out players in a standoff over a new contract. The last one expired at midnight. CBSSports.com's RJ Anderson.
The league will shut down until a new collective bargaining agreement can be ratified by both the owners and the union. And when I say shut down, I mean there will be no trades, there will be no free agent signings.
It could also threaten spring training and opening day next year. S&P futures are up 33. Dow futures ahead 311. This is CBS News.
Is finding seasonal help on your wish list? You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 on this Thursday morning, the 2nd of December. It'll be warm today and breezy, too. Highs are up into the mid-60s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, the first known case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in the U.S. has been identified. It's a San Francisco resident who had recently traveled to South Africa. So when will the new variant arrive in this region? Pathologists say it's likely a matter of time. And in Virginia, labs across the state are scanning millions of tests for it.
Really, we don't know if Omicron is going to take off like Delta did.
Dr. Amy Mathers says when word broke on November 25th that Omicron was detected, her team at UVA's health lab got to work scanning COVID-positive tests for the variant.
By the 29th, we had gone back through all 5,000 of the positives that we'd sequenced so far and made sure that we didn't have any Omicron already.
She says labs statewide are running surveillance using computer coding to detect the mutation.
To watch a virus emerge in separate countries with the exact same mutation as it settles into human transmission has been pretty wild.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Now, as for the San Francisco resident who was diagnosed with the Omicron variant, they're said to have been fully vaccinated with the Moderna vaccine, but had not received a booster shot. That person has mild symptoms and is improving in self-isolation.
Maryland students will have to keep their masks up for now. The State Board of Ed has directed state officials to draft a new emergency mask mandate for public schools that would include off-ramps for lifting the requirement in the future. Maryland Superintendent of Schools Mohammed Chowdhury wants masking requirements tied to things like student and employee vaccination rates. But some board members said kids could be subject to bullying over their vaccination status, and there are concerns about the effectiveness of the vaccines against the new variants of COVID. School board members will consider whatever mandate is drafted by the state board.
In the third school year affected by COVID, fewer kids are attending D.C. public schools.
It's only about a 2% drop, but there are around 850 less students attending D.C. public schools this year compared to last. It is the second year in a row that numbers have decreased and now stands at about 49,000 students. The programs that saw the largest decreases were early childhood education like pre-K. Meanwhile, more students are going to charter schools. Around 45,000 students are going to the 123 charter schools within the city. That's an increase of about 850 students. Also, homeschooling is up. Almost 1,000 kids in the district were approved for homeschooling this year. That's up by almost 60% over last year. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
If you drive to and from D.C., don't forget about the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. It's happening later today, and it could cause some big traffic jams.
During the afternoon commute, you'll want to avoid the area around the ellipse just south of the White House. That's where road closures for the event will be centered, with some of the more significant closures including stretches of 15th and 17th Streets and Constitution Avenue. WTOP traffic reporter Dave Dildine with advice for drivers.
If you know about a road closure in advance, you have the opportunity to form a plan B. It might be telework, might be taking K Street, it might involve leaving early or staying late or taking Metro.
Road closures are set to begin at 1 o'clock this afternoon, lasting through 7 tonight. See the full list at WTOP.com. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Hey, if you travel on the Capitol Beltway late at night, overnight, or early in the morning, we've got a heads up for you. The Beltway is closing down for long stretches of time this weekend at I-66.
Traffic will be diverted to turn around at Nutley Street southbound. On the outer loop, the five-hour closure at I-66 begins at midnight Friday and Saturday night. 10 to 6 also is when I-66 West will have no access to 495 South. Now, as for the express lanes, they'll be closed southbound at 66 between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. each night. Overhead message boards will direct you to alternate routes. Christy King, WTOP News.
Coming up, what to look for so you don't get scammed, while shopping this holiday season. It's 5:07.
You work hard, so you deserve the good things in life, like getting an amazing deal on awesome internet. That's why there's never been a better time to switch to Xfinity. Get the fast and reliable internet you deserve for $29.99 a month for 2 full years with a 1-year contract with free professional installation included. And ask how to score 2 times the speed for the